silver hits a record $596.50 per ounce in London. Chimpanzee Nim Chimpsky signs his first word at the age of 2.5 months. In Germany, the maximum speed on the Autobahn is reduced to 100 kilometers per hour, or 62 miles per hour. The Dutch speed limit is also set at 100 km due to the oil crisis. Byron McGregor has a tribute to Americans. He works in Windsor, Ontario, across the river from Detroit, as news director of the Big 800 CKLW.
More music, CKLW, the Motor City.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottomland of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world. Let someone else buy the foreign bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. And when they do, they are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all. And nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Yes sells out the first of two nights at Madison Square Garden without any advertising. The American Music Awards debuts and honors Helen Reddy and Jim Croce, and Jim's on the charts with his current single.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But then never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
How you doing out there? You ever seen that? Just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
February 74, sports. Dorothy Hamill wins the U.S. Female Figure Skating Championships. Richard Petty takes the checkered flag at the Daytona 500. Judy Eikenberry wins the first U.S. Women's Marathon. 49 die in a stampede for seats at a soccer match in Cairo. And Evo Knievel jumps 11 Mack trucks in Highland Falls, Texas.
Wondering what song you're hearing? Check out our weekly music playlist at artiestimewarp.com.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I. Where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I
somehow that night I raised her head. She smiled and said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I'd missed. And now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life that night. Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Artie's Time Warp says,
Здравствуйте.
Ahoy.
Ciao.
Ni hao.
Hello, in the international language of music.
In February 74, Cher files for divorce from Sonny after 10 years of marriage. And she's on the charts this month with Dark Lady.
The fortune queen of New Orleans is brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat with scratches from marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, home, James, and he hit the gas. Followed her to some darkened room. She took my money, she said, I'll be with you soon. Dark lady. Two cards, a queen and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. She said, the man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back and forget you ever saw my face. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the blue was done. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12. She told me more. So I ran home and crawled in my bed. I couldn't sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume. How I smelled it once in my own room. So I sneaked back and caught her with my man. Laughing and kissing till they saw the gun in my hand. The next thing I knew they dark lady would never turn a corner up anymore. Dark lady laughed and danced and lit the candles one by one. Danced to her gypsy music till the brew was done. Dark lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12.
We have new LPs from Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Merle Haggard, Van Morrison, and Jimmy Buffett, along with Lou Reed, Johnny Winter, and the self-titled debut album from Kiss.
Artie's Time Warp.
Yeah.
Artie's Time Warp, the best in pop, R&B, and country crossover.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. Fuzzy pups, bourbon in a glass, and grass. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine. Music when it's good and light.
Tom T. Hall is part of the musical texture in February of 74. We'll take a break, then we're back in a shake.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.